I'm John.
I'm Eugene.
And we're here once again in our continuing series of videos on Chinese antique furniture, which you can find at our website at ChineseAntiqueFurnitureShop.com. We have really been gratified by the number of questions that we've received and the number of serious, thoughtful questions that we've received over the course of the last few months. We're going to spend this video talking about one of the ones that really summarizes many different questions pulled together in one. And that is, and I'm going to ask Eugene this question, what is your restoration philosophy for Chinese antique furniture?
Okay, for us, we divide the buyers into two groups. The first group is the buyers who buy the antique pieces without refinishing, and the second group is the buyers who buy them and refinish them. We are focusing on the second group because we think that group is bigger. That takes about 80% of the buyers who buy antiques. And we found these buyers, they want to buy them and use them. And without refinishing them, you cannot use them at all because Chinese furniture during the past 100 years or at least 80, 50 years, they were damaged, and the legs broken, and drawers like broken, and the parts missing, surface wobbling. You can see a lot of damaged parts, and you have to do something to make it functional.
So what you're really saying, if I understand correctly, is that you're designing, you are creating restoration that enables furniture to fit into houses that have antiques as well as houses that have modern furniture.
That's right. We are kind of market driven. If people don't buy, we cannot sell and we cannot make money at all. And so we have to focus on that people who buy it and use it. And these are the 80% of buyers.
And the other point that I thought you made very eloquently was that, in point of fact, rather than seeing the furniture just thrown out and destroyed, it is better to restore it. It is better to use that than it is simply to send it off to the dump. And that the conditions under which this furniture has been used and preserved over the course of the years certainly has been less than ideal from the perspective of preserving it.
Yeah, I think that's true. Especially for Chinese furniture.
Thanks again for watching. We really do appreciate all your interest, all your questions. Again, please check us out at ChineseAntiqueFurnitureShop.com, and please be sure to sign up for our newsletter so that you can be alerted when we release additional videos.
Thank you.